News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukraine's endured another massive barrage of Russian drones and missiles. At least four people reported killed. The Iron Kim reports President Volodymyr Zelensky's condemning it.
In a video address, he said the attack involved more than 100 missiles of various types and around 100 drones. Like most previous Russian strikes, this one was just as vile, he said, targeting critical civilian infrastructure. At least three people were killed in the onslaught that began around midnight and continued into the day. 15 regions across the country were targeted, including Kyiv, where residents were filmed singing the city's anthem as they took shelter in a subway station. Explosions were heard in the Ukrainian capital, where power and water supplies were disrupted. I'm Nayan Kim.
Meantime, Ukraine says it's developed a new long-range weapon itself that'll allow it to strike deep into Russia without asking permission from allies. Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah continued to exchange fire after a brief lull today. Multiple attacks in Pakistan's southwest Baluchistan province have killed at least 38 people. Former President Trump's tying Vice President Kamala Harris to the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. He laid wreaths at Arlington National Cemetery on the third anniversary of the Kabul airport suicide bombing that killed 13 U.S. service members. Special Counsel Jack Smith's asking a federal appeals court to reinstate the classified documents case against Trump. And this from Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Shortly, we will be introducing a 100% tariff on Chinese-made electric vehicles and a 25% tariff on Chinese steel and aluminum.
That matches U.S. tariffs and follows similar plans by the European Commission. A mixed start to the week on Wall Street. Seth Sutel has the numbers.
The Dow edged up 65 points, enough to beat the all-time high set last month. The S&P 500 fell 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite gave back 0.9%.
This is AP News. Something new in baseball, Gethin Coolbaugh explains.
In the 121-year history of Major League Baseball, no player had ever played for two teams in the same game until Monday. Danny Jansen became the first big league player to appear in the box score for both teams when the former Blue Jays catcher subbed in behind the plate for the Red Sox to resume a suspended game at Fenway Park. Jansen was at the plate batting for the Blue Jays when the June 26th game between Toronto and Boston was suspended by rain.
It's cool. It's leaving a stamp like that on the game, it's interesting and it's strange, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to have that. And at the end of the day, it's a cool thing.
The Red Sox traded for the 29-year-old and seventh-year veteran in exchange for three minor league players on July 27th. Gethin Coolbaugh, Boston.
The Blue Jays won that game 4-1. One other makeup matinee, the Royals beat the Guardians 2-1. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.